Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us right now, a man who's working incredibly hard. He is the face of the New York Mets.
Oh, my God.
And that is Brody Van Eddie Cohen. Hi, Eddie.
Eddie, by the way, Eddie, let me just mention this so Dolph doesn't get upset. Okay. Eddie is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need.
Good to be brought by somebody, that's for sure.
What time did you get back last night?
I got home at 4 o'clock, about a quarter of 4. So it was,
You actually went home and didn't come, like, right here?
I think Madge might have stayed here. At least he was planning on that. I'm not sure if he did. But
no, he said he went home for 2 hours.
Oh, did he? Okay.
That's what he told us.
Yeah, we get in, I think we land about 2:30, got back here on 3, bags, home, but you know.
How ridiculous is that schedule?
It is.
Isn't it ridiculous?
It's stupid. Everybody says that the Mets could have pushed this back, you know, to make it a 4 o'clock start, but they've always had home openers at 1 o'clock, so I'm not with that.
Right. You want 1 o'clock.
But I'm a little biased in that regard, but the sensible thing to do was have Miami play a day game.
Well, why did Miami feel the urgency to hose the Mets?
At least they gave an hour.
Because great. Game an hour. I think they wanted 7,000 there instead of 3,000.
Okay, and most of the people,
basically,
and most of the people there, Met fans anyway.
Oh, that's true. You heard it last night. You heard the chance.
Of course.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. But
you know what?
Everyone knew we were coming. It doesn't matter. You know, you play on adrenaline today, and Syndergaard came back the day before. You flew Wednesday.
Right. So. That's the key. The starting pitcher is rested. It's one day. They have an off day tomorrow. It's not that big of a deal.
Exactly. Yeah, they'll be okay.
Let's wax poetic like we did to open the show about the greatness Jacob DeGrom.
How good is this guy?
Because he's the best.
I'll tell you, I was talking to Mickey about that during the pregame show. He's, you know, to watch him with the slider last night, he has an incredible fastball, all right? And we know what the changeup is. He did the last strikeout, he had, and he used the changeup late in the game, you know, to add, I think, 12, 13, 14 strikeouts. But he had a nasty, nasty slider last night, plus a curveball, too, that he hardly even used. So think about that. You got four pitches from that guy. He knows how to use every one of them, and he does it effortlessly on the mound. It is amazing to me to watch that. What's amazing to me during spring training was what was taking so long to sign this guy because you take a risk, you take a chance, every time you sign a guy to a long-term contract.
Right.
But there are some guys that are worth, you know, it's a better risk. Let's put it that way, okay?
Right.
And he is as lock solid a risk as I can see because you look at the way he throws, there's no extra effort on the mound. He just has a smooth delivery.
And I'll tell you something else. I don't know who said this, or I'm sure there were plenty who just disagreed about giving Jake an extension. Well, Jake's coming off this great year. Why would you give it to him now? What if Jake has a year as good this year as he had last year, and then you try to sign him?
So far, he's been better through two games.
He has been, and that's why, to me, it always made sense. I would have signed him a year ago. I would have signed him 2 years ago.
But you know what, though? Forget even
that's
that.
That's me.
Forget even that. Why they had to do this, I think, was for the team. I mean, I think this team,
that's very true.
You know, everybody in that locker room wanted, hey, we got to get this guy signed. Yes. What's going on?
I agree.
Finally, Syndergaard opened his mouth, and especially with all the different guys that have been signing contracts.
Right. Well, Syndergaard voiced what everyone
in there
thought.
Right,
okay?
That's
everyone
exactly
the
right.
Same, you know, Conforto, all those guys said it off the record to us during spring training.
Yep.
You got to sign Jake. And they were all watching. So, you know, like I said, it got done late. I always thought it would get done, but it got done way later
than
I thought it would.
And imagine this, Joe and Eddie. Let's say they never signed to that extension. What would we be talking about today after that brilliant start?
Oh, I know.
We'd barely be talking about the start. We'd be freaking out
that
this guy is gone.
No doubt
about it. Here's the thing. You know, with Jake, here's what makes him special to me anyway. Here's a guy that took a great lesson about two bullpens in between starts. That helped him, and he noticed it right away, so he has stuck to that routine. Now, this is a guy who had a tremendous season last year. He doesn't have to do that. He could go out there and throw one bullpen. Yeah, you know, that's okay. He wants to get better each and every start. His slider, he has a great changeup, great fastball. The curveball he mixes in there every now and then. His slider was giving him problems, so what did he do on the two starts in between, start one and start two? Worked on the slider. You see it last night?
Yeah.
He was killing people with it. Killing
people. He was.
94, 95 miles an hour.
Well, they barely
slider.
Touched him all night. All
it was
night
ridiculous.
Long. You know, three hits. One hit was that really wasn't a hit. Then they made it a hit later on.
You know, and some people say, oh, you know, it's the Marlins. I don't care who he was facing
right,
last night.
Right.
Nationals, anybody. Best hitting lineup in baseball. I don't care. He'll get it done.
Well, we're gonna see the Phillies plenty. So I was talking about the best hitting lineup in baseball. That
His,
might be it.
The most impressive performance he had last year was the one inning against the Phillies.
Yes.
When he throws a million pitches
right, and gets out and doesn't give up any runs.
I always told him that was my favorite inning from last year. He says, "Really?" I said, "Yeah, 45 pitches.
Yes,
you didn't give up a run as
usual.
It was
a spectacle.
It was great. It was tremendous.
I watch every Met game. I don't miss pitches. Same thing with the Nets. But there's certain games that just stick out. Inning sticks out of my memory. Which is odd because he was pulled afterwards.
I feel bad with all the great starts he had last year and, you know, some tough losses, et cetera, but I feel bad that that's the one thing I remember.
Because it shows his brilliance. Why Jacob deGrom has always been better than Matt Harvey and Noah Syndergaard to this point is something I'm pointing to right now. Two things.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
he's got guts.
Yeah.
He's always had it.
I think we call it Gallones.
Yeah, whatever you want to call
you
it. Okay. That's fine.
Right.
Game five against it. He's always had it. And so when he has starts like that, you marvel at it.
Yeah,
because that's kind of what makes him special.
You know, it's funny, too. As I'm watching the game last night, of course, I'm sweating out the ninth inning. And I'm saying to myself, you can't tell me that with a 6-0 lead now, they're going to blow this game for Jake. Because I have to say, was going through my mind, Eddie.
I'm sure it was going through his mind, too.
I probably was.
That's a matter of
I'm
fact.
Sure it was.
Last year against this team at 12-2, they had a big lead and they blew it.
Yeah,
what was the score?
6-1?
Yes.
I remember that game. Yep. Yes. Absolutely right.
I remember sitting in, this was 2015, and sitting in a locker room in Chicago at Wrigley Field. And it was raining that day, so everyone was in it. If you've ever been in the locker room at Wrigley, it's a closet, okay?
So is the broadcast
booth. You're all crammed in there, and I happened to be I was sitting on the floor next to Jake, and we were talking, and he, he said, who would you give the ball to, if we needed a game? And I said, I'd give it to you. And he said, why? Why would you give it? I said, because of what you said before. You know, you got cojones, I said, I take the worst case situation.
Yep.
If you don't have a pitcher out there who doesn't have his best stuff,
right?
Who's going to go the longest? Who's going to get it done?
Question.
It's not even a question.
I hope
you're the guy.
I hope he rubs off on Syndergaard.
Yeah. Well, I think he does. I think he does. I really do. They all know what he is and what they have in him as an ace, as a leader. And I think they do. You know, Wheeler does. I think they all do, for sure.
Is Wheeler on his team next year?
That's a great question. I don't – first of all, he's got – and listen, I love Zach. I love what he did in the second half. He's got to go out at least at the beginning of the season and prove it a little bit, which makes it difficult. I know you haven't signed him, and he gets closer to free agency, so he can – say he can sit back and say, you know, if I'm repeating what I did last year, I'm going to wait till free agency. He can do that. But I think he has turned a corner. We'll see. We'll see how it goes here in the first, five or six starts. But if that's the case, I would like him back. That's for sure. I don't want to see him go someplace.
I asked this question not because I'm excited, but because I'm curious what the heck they're going to do. How close is Todd Frazier coming back?
Well, the rehab starts today. He and Travis d'Arnaud, both rehabs will start today.
D'Arnaud's a different story.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah, it is. It is easier. Listen, if Todd comes back, he's going to play. So how they do that is
why?
Is
why does
be
he have to play?
Because they're paying him.
Who cares? Yankees are paying
Ellsbury. I'm with you. I'm just saying. I mean, that's why he'll play.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You've got to get one thing. That they've been one area that they've been a little bit shaky in is defense at third base.
Yeah. Okay. Well, J.D. Davis, what's these throws he's making?
It's a little
lollipops. Something.
Well, it's funny, he can make a throw and he can look like Scott Rolen at times. You know, straight and true over to first base. Other times, he made the throw to second base,
made two of them in that game.
I know. So it's been a little shaky. So that's one thing that Frazier gives you right off the bat. He gives you great defense over there. So, listen, you can't bring him back, sit him on the bench. He's going to play. Now, is he going to play every day? Probably not, but he's going to have – they'll have to pick spots. It's going to be difficult for them when everyone is healthy. Lowry's another case, okay?
Lowry's good, though.
How far is he?
He's better than Frazier.
Yeah, but you don't know – but here's the thing. He's been very good the last two seasons. You don't know that as a Met. You don't
– Well, you're right. Look, he could come here and be terrible. He's older.
Yes.
Sure, I get that.
Yep.
Just say the track record.
And
I
he
like
hasn't
–
I haven't seen – people ask me, what about Jed Lowry? I don't know. I mean, I haven't watched Oakland the last 2 years. You see him from afar. You see
right.
him in
no,
clips.
I understand. Sure.
I haven't watched him. I didn't see him at all this spring. I have no idea
how
what he is.
How far away is he, by the way?
He's further away than the other two because, he's doing – he really has done very little baseball activity, hitting off a tee, et cetera. He's been with the team the whole time. He's getting closer, but it's been a long time.
Is because I've said this a couple of times hypothetically to Joe about the roster when Frazier mm-hmm. comes back. Right. Or carrying three catchers because Joe's right yes. about how ideal that would be. Mm-hmm. Would they be comfortable with Guillerme being in the minor leagues and let's say McNeil or Frazier being that – hey, in case of emergency, right. they play shortstop in the short term if Rosario, something happened to him?
It may be something they have to do if they're considering three catchers, which I think they are considering. I didn't think
they should
go that way, but they are considering it because it also helps if you have that backup catcher, you can bring, and say Darnold is playing that day, you can bring a Wilson Ramos as a big right-handed
well, that's
off your
that's
bench.
My that, point. And, yeah. and not only that, Eddie, why I think you got to have three catches because Ramos, you got to treat him with kid gloves. He's had injuries.
Right.
And he's a machine. I mean, he's a line drive machine, this guy.
I'll tell you. I'll
I
tell
mean,
you
it's what. One line drive after another. I mean, you need this guy healthy all year.
He can hit.
there's no doubt.
I mentioned this to Mickey before. They've scored 37 runs in six games.
Four
home runs, yeah, but think about this. Nimmo has not gotten started at all.
Oh, man.
And Robbie Cano has not, outside of the home run opening
nice
day.
Nice double last night.
And he's going to be
fine.
He hasn't hit a lot. No, you're right.
Two guys, your leadoff guy and your number three guy in the lineup have not hit a lot, and they've scored 37 runs. So that will tell you about their increased depth and how much better they are this
year. No question. No question about it.
And I like the fact that Rosario is getting a hit every day, even if it's only one.
Yes.
He's getting a hit a day, including that driving triple yesterday.
Had the big hit yesterday. Yep, knocked in the first run. And, Cano has had a big influence on this club in a lot of ways, on Alonso and Rosario in particular, the two young guys, that surround him in the infield. So that's a big plus. Plus Dom, too. Give credit to Dom
Tremendous.
Smith. Dom Smith was an afterthought to anybody and everybody.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Going into spring training.
Was down on him big time.
And I said, you got two first basemen here, and you basically thrown down the gauntlet and said, all right, show me what you can do. I said, one of them, if you're lucky, one of them is going to step forward and do it. How about both of them doing it?
Yeah.
and doing it great.
Can they, and I know it's not ideal, but you want to give guys, you want to reward guys when they hit. You want to get them in the starting lineup, but you also don't want to put Alonso on the bench. Can they play Dom in the outfield?
I asked him yesterday about, and he is taking fly balls in the outfield. Will they? I think they'll consider it. Yeah. I mean, I don't like to see it simply because he's your best first baseman.
But then
I hate to see him in the outfield. But
can Alonso play the outfield?
No.
Okay. Can Alonso play third base?
Maybe he can.
I know he played in college.
Yeah, I don't know.
At least I think he did.
Let's just put him in one spot and hope
how about
he's
him?
Gotten better. He's gotten better.
How about him, Alonso? Oh, my God.
He's been great. Mickey made a good point. Somebody was talking about he was talking about Ramos, and he said short and quick to the ball. A lot of these guys are short and quick to the ball, and that's Alonso. Alonso is a hitter. That is also a slugger. You see big guys that are power hitters. He's not just a power hitter. He can hit. He knows how to go to the gaps. He had a hit, four hit night, went to all fields. He knows how to – he'll go against the shift. He'll choke up a little bit with two strikes. He's an accomplished hitter. That's what he does. That's what he always has wanted to do, and he's great at it. Plus, he's got enormous power.
And I tell you, you talk about going against the shift, which they've done brilliantly so far this year. And I think a lot of that. Now, I don't know. It's only six games, but I think Chili Davis has been a major factor as the hitting coach here for this team.
There's no question. They wanted to revamp what they did. How about the game when they tied it up against the game they lost. Yeah, the game
the
they
three
lost.
Three runs to 5-2, they were down to the Nationals.
Singles. Five singles.
Right.
Which is hard to do.
I
understand why teams, you look for the home run. I understand that. Putting five singles together is tough, but they did it, and they've been doing it consistently. Chili's had a great effect on them. Just thinking, they had this was the game in Sarasota, the last spring training game. This has been etched in my memory. They had second and third with nobody out. They got a ground ball to the right side to bring in the runner from third. Runner from second advances to third. Next guy up, sac fly. And I said, this is what they've been trying to do all spring, and they've been doing all spring. I didn't know if it was going to translate to the season. Thus far, it has. I mean, they're thinking that way at the plate, and that makes a huge difference. They've been great at it.
No, it's been fun. It's been a fun start.
Yep.
Even though
yep.
we're all, you know, we got to keep it in context.
Here's
what happened last year.
156 to go.
Here's my question: if to Mickey in a few days, if they win the next six in a row and they're at 11-1, I'm going to say, do you really want to be here?
Yeah.
Would you rather be 10-2 or would you want to be 11-1?
Eddie, I've said this and I'm going to say it again: if they go 11-1 this year, they will not finish under 500.
No.
I'm also confident they're not going to start 11-1.
No.
I don't think they're necessarily just going to keep winning
all these games. You're right.
I think it's safe to say, and I think it's easy to see, this is a much better team and a much deeper team.
Yes.
And it's also a team that likes each other a lot, which is
and they're young, Eddie. This is a young team.
They're
very young.
They have age with Cano.
Well, there's a couple guys, but this is a young team.
I agree. There's a lot going forward. Listen, Brody's thus far, he's looked very good. He's put together a good team. It's worked together well. You know, Mickey's handled it well. The coaching staff has done a great job. Chile, as you mentioned, a good addition. So. A lot of good things.
Are they going to, because they have obviously an off day Friday, and they have an off day Monday, if I'm not mistaken. Going to?
We touched on this down below. Mats is now going to pitch Saturday. They're going to move. They're going to break
this
up the
Saturday?
Lefties. Yes, they're going to
Wheeler
up
Sunday.
Wheeler Sunday. I know what you would. I thought the same thing. Pitch DeGrom Tuesday, so you wouldn't give him a full week. They're going to stay in rotation. Vargas is going to pitch Tuesday. Jake will have the whole
game. You know why that's a mistake, even though selfishly I may like it because I may go to the Wednesday game depending on the Brooklyn Nets situation? I'd want Vargas after
the Nets. Let's get to that.
I want to.
We will.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Actually, wait a second. So if you go Vargas first, that means after a Vargas start, you have Jacob DeGrom.
That's correct.
Which I guess is a good thing.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. I was thinking Vargas after DeGrom, sandwich him between Jake and Noah.
No, that's why it's good. Listen, it worked out great down in Florida because you won the first two games of the series and you have Jake.
Right.
But the other thing is if you pitch Vargas, listen, you know you're going to have the bullpen. You know, he's probably, if you get six innings out of him, you're real lucky. You're going to get five. He got through five, but you had to go to the pen, so you don't have to worry about that as much with Jake the next day. So I think that's going to stay intact. And they wanted to split up the lefties, so that's the way to do it. The only thing I thought is that they would want to move Jake up just so he wouldn't have a whole week. You know, six days.
Maximize.
But, you know what, give him some rest now. It's fine, and he'll make up.
Is there any possibility they would sign Dallas Keuchel?
You probably never say never. I mean, I think it's limited interest right now, but and you wait and see at 5-1, and you've gotten through this, and you know Vargas got you a win when he pitched.
Well, I mean, you know
if they sign,
it helped that he pitched in Miami, where there was about four balls that would have been home runs anywhere else.
Very true.
Use the park, Joe.
He did.
That's why. Here's the thing.
Used the park.
Who do we talk about? Who do we talk about all the time that has great success here that you wanted to sign in the offseason? I did too. He's with the Yankees right now. Gio Gonzalez. Okay?
Yes. Yeah.
How does Gio
still be available if they let him go after April 20th.
How does Gio win here? How is he so
good? No, he uses the ballpark.
Yeah, he uses the ballpark.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it.
If they sign Keuchel and it's not to a one-year deal, if they gave him a multi-year deal, you could wave goodbye to Zach Wheeler. Just understand that.
No, that's true. But I don't know if I give him a multi-year deal. And the way things are going, maybe you get him for 2 years.
Yeah, but isn't everybody thinking that? Every team who's kicking the tires is thinking the same damn thing. We can get him for a year.
But
or
he's got to start thinking eventually that he's going to have to do something like that, right? If nobody signs him.
You would think so.
I'm going to tell you right now, I've been thinking about it for a while, but as we sit here now, first week of April, I wouldn't sign Dallas Keuchel. And the reason I wouldn't sign him is I'm convinced when he finally pitches, he's going to be terrible. The guy hasn't had a spring training.
No,
he's going to rush his way back. I mean,
look at the odds are stacked against you. Yeah,
Kimbrel's different. Yeah. A closer is a different story. But with Keuchel, whoever ends up getting him, that's my prediction. I don't think he's going to be very good.
I wrote about this at the beginning of spring training, and it still holds today because they haven't done a lot in that regard, and that's if things happen to the starting rotation. You've got Corey Oswalt, who actually looked pretty good this spring.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. But beyond that, there isn't a heck of a lot there. Hector Santiago, Walker Lockett. There's not a lot of depth.
There's not a lot of depth.
So that could come into play. But we'll see.
No doubt. Eddie, you're the best.
All right, guys. Nets make the playoffs or not?
Boy, that's a tough schedule. I mean, could you win a game every now and then? I mean,
They're playing the Bucks and the Raptors.
I understand
they actually beat your team the other day because Stevens sat Russell and Havlicek.
Thank you. And then, Joe, to top it all off, they play and sweep Miami.
Right, I know.
Which has been monstrous. Thank you.
I have to say this, too, because I saw – did you see the Steph Curry thing, the five greatest players in the NBA? Did you see what he said?
I didn't see that playing now, you mean?
No.
In the history of the league,
five all time. He did. I know I'm a Celtic fan. There are a lot of guys you can pick, but
he didn't have Russell.
He did not have Russell.
Does he know who Russell is?
He said he had Chamberlain, Michael, Magic, LeBron, and who else? Who am I missing?
Oscar.
No, it wasn't
Larry
Oscar.
Bird.
No, it wasn't. It was five legitimate.
It was five
guys.
Great players.
Well, Wilt. He had Wilt.
You said that. You said Wilt first.
Wilt, Michael, LeBron, Magic.
That's
we need
who
one
you
more.
Said.
Kareem.
Had to be Kareem, right?
Kobe. Maybe he said Kobe.
I bet you said Kobe's a young guy.
Could be. I don't know. But he didn't have Russell.
You can't go that wrong, though. It's not like he picked. He didn't pick Tony Massimo.
Bill Russell.
Five legit guys, but it was just.
Bill Russell has to be there. I couldn't stand him, he's got to be there.
I'm partial that way.
No, you should be.
Yeah.
He should be. Bill Russell's got to be there.
Guys, great to see you,
all
right?
Eddie, all the love, Eddie.
The great Eddie Coleman. Amen.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.